Welcome back to the Fraudcast. I am your host again. I forget to introduce myself since I'm so unimportant, but this is another one of my personal podcasts because I don't think it's actually going to make it onto the internet in a way for other people to enjoy. So it's pretty much for me and my therapy, but that's okay. I don't have content, real anything happening in my life, but interesting enough, as I scour the internet, I find things that you yourself may not have seen, and I would like to share those things with you that are definitely from other sources, definitely from other people. One of the things I was looking at investing in is to amplify my home with soda. It's one of those things that I use on a daily basis, and am consuming it right now, really. What I love about it is that it's wonderful. You know, it's just a great product. What I don't like about it is that it's not endless. You know, it always runs out. So, in scouring Amazon.com, I was curious to, you know, the potential of obtaining soda on a regularly scheduled delivery process. And I did find some. And other people have commented on the product that I was considering to buy. Let me read you some of these great reviews from Amazon. May 6, 2011. What? $32 per pack? That's crazy. They're just hoping somebody buys it without looking at the price. I wonder how many people actually order it this way. August 28th, 2011, another customer says, get it for $6.99. You can actually get it locally at any time for between $5.99 and $8.99. In fact, I just bought it at 7-Eleven for $6.99. That's what it's worth, not a penny more. November 11th, 2011, he says, I did the math. If you plan on buying 10 or more cases, it's actually cheaper to fly to Madagascar and purchase the raw ingredients from a local farmer, then lease a small production facility and produce and package the beverage for yourself. October 8th says, Amazon, are you kidding me? This week at my local grocery store, the 24-pack cube is $6.99. And it has been on sale for sometimes around $4.99. April 8th says, greatest Coca-Cola in the world. Everyone knows the great taste of Coca-Cola. However, at $18 a 24-pack, this must be the best in the world. I can buy it locally for about $5.99 a 24-pack. But what I buy must not taste this good. And then finally, here it is. October 27, 2011. What's this? Who would pay for this Coke? I just bought this at the local Mejer. Must be a Spanish grocery store. For two 24-packs for $11. Plus, I would be afraid that these would just burst during shipment. This is obviously for someone who does not look at sale ads and seems to not be able to get out of their house. Wow. Just an amazing bunch of reviews. I thought, in order to be fair, that I should definitely read some Pepsi reviews. Just so that we have fair and balanced. I don't like to be unfair. This one is not the same size package, however, as the other one, so the price is slightly different. The first review says, extremely overpriced. I'm not rating Pepsi itself, because Pepsi soda is wonderful tasting. I'm rating the price, which is a complete ripoff. I'm currently a cashier at Kmart, and customers are constantly purchasing the 12 packs for about $3 to $5 a case. So $9 to $15 for 36 cans total is what we're talking about. Now, depending on if it's on sale, you can even go into most grocery stores and get it at around the same price. Bottom line is, save your money and take a trip to your local grocery store or other stores with a grocery section to save money. Wow. October 6th. Pepsi at this price equals terrible value. You would seriously have to be desperate and living in the area of the planet that does not have Pepsi because this price makes me laugh. Don't be a sucker. Please don't buy this Pepsi from this vendor. Wow. Just amazing. The reviews continue. I know we're running out of time, but I'll read just a couple more. October 8th. Pepsi is a good drink, but like others have said, it's way overpriced. Just save your money and buy at some source instead. February 22nd. Not a deal. This price is over $1 a can. You can find Pepsi on sale for about 50 cents at almost every week of the year. Check your local grocery stores and pharmacies like Walgreens and CVS. All right, I've got two more. Marlin says, what is going on? I'm so scared. Nothing is making sense. I got the Pepsi thinking it would taste like Coke, but it didn't. Ah. Poor K. When I took my first sip, I had no idea what was in my mouth. I thought it was the bile of a horrid creature from the pits of the underworld. What am I supposed to do with all this Pepsi-Cola? 32 ounces? What a waste. I'll pour it into the sewage where it belongs. This is the worst purchase of my life. This one says here, January 31st. What isn't going on? Well, I don't know who this Marlin character is, but he certainly cannot be trusted. He clearly doesn't know the first thing about butts. I, of course, am an expert. No, Pepsi does not taste like Coke. It tastes so much better. I took my first sip, and I knew the brown nectar of the gods had hit my taste buds when 1 million blasts of delicious flavor was imparted onto them. What am I supposed to do when I drink all of this Pepsi? I will have to buy more. It's one of the best purchases I have ever made. Thank you for enjoying that. A little bit of content from the internet, because you may have not seen it, or maybe perhaps don't have the time, like so many of us, to go out to the internet and look up these reviews. Well, hopefully that has given you some entertainment and some wonderful comedy. But remember that comedy was not from this podcast. That comedy was from an outside source. Anyway, I will get this up on the internet when embargo, has been lifted, because right now I have not been able to post a single one of my fraudcasts in some time. So please enjoy this whenever you can.